Welcome to the third and final segment of Meet the Community. This morning's guest is the Executive Director of the Mexico Area Chamber of Commerce, Dana Keller. And, you know, we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about current situations in Mexico. It was about a year and a month ago that the hospital in Mexico was shuttered, and it has been kind of passed around ownership for a little bit. Right now, we did have a current update from Lou Leonati from Progress Mexico about a month ago. As I understand it, there's two different groups that are kind of vying to get a hospital reopened in Mexico. Progress Mexico updates Mexico Chamber of Commerce, I believe, pretty often. What's the latest that you're hearing with the hospital situation in Mexico?
Well, I think the very most encouraging thing is that the city, the county, and the health department partnered, and they are working to get a non-biased, basic plan of what our community could financially support and what that would look like. And I think no matter who comes to the table and ultimately is responsible for us having a hospital, those numbers are very, very important. So whether it is the group that is considering building a hospital or the current owner's Pasture Medical or someone else, we will have some information that is very, very helpful. And it will give us a really good gauge to whether or not the plan that they're proposing is feasible or not. And I think that that will carry a lot of weight. Currently, Pasture Medical owns the hospital, and they, without a doubt, have made some investment and some progress. You know, we are kind of in a wait-and-see mode. You know, we just want reliable health care in Mexico. And we were not going to pick winners or losers. We're gonna support whatever would be most likely to be viable. And at this point, we are waiting to figure out what that is.
So as I understand it, it's a Forvis out of Springfield, Missouri, that's doing this survey.
Yes.
I believe that a link to that survey is on the chamber website as well.
It is. The chamber, the county commission website. Also, the health department is very, very critical. If you can hear this interview, you're probably close enough to participate in that survey because we serve well beyond the Mexico area in healthcare. So please take a moment to fill that out because everybody's opinion is very important.
So that brings us to, you know, the current economic situation for Mexico. Audrain County, of course, the hospital was the biggest employer of Mexico and one of the biggest employers in the county. Of course, whenever it was shuttered, it really impacted Mexico. I know we've had Boone come in, we've had MU Healthcare come in and kind of take up some of that slack. From the chamber's aspect, how is the current economic situation in Mexico and Audrain County, and how is it progressing going forward?
You know, I mean, without a doubt, it was very impactful for those people to lose employment. I think most of them have been able to go to work other places. You know, the question is, can we get them back here to run a healthcare facility? And we're hopeful, but won't know until we get there. But, you know, really overall economically, I mean, if you gauge it by sales tax, last year was a record year and this year we're ahead of that. So I feel like as a whole, people have gone to work, whether it's here or other places, but they're still spending their money in the community, which we are very, very grateful for. So, you know, I mean, I think that it's predicted across the country that we're going to be in an economic downturn, but I'll just say for the moment, we're holding our own. And I'll also say that, you know, in a community like ours, sometimes it's a little slower to come, and sometimes it's not quite as bad as we anticipate because we're pretty, overall, Midwesterners are pretty solid people and I think are smart enough to, you know, play it safe. And so sometimes I think we wouldn't, you know, be in very much of a situation at all if people just didn't tell us we were, you know, if you didn't continue to watch the news. So I just hope as a community, and I believe as a community, we'll hold our own. And as I said, if sales tax is any indicator, we're okay. We're doing just fine. We always want those jobs back, of course, but we also have had, you know, employers that stepped up and put people to work when the hospital closed, and it's a whole different career, and we've got people that are very happy and very successful and supporting other businesses in our community. So that's good too.
No doubt about it. So I kind of end every interview, and I forgot to do this last week, but we'll get it done this week with a wild card question. I had heard that you had written a book. Is that true? And if not, would you ever write a book, and what would it be about?
Good gracious, I've never written a book, and I would love to know how you heard that and what they thought I wrote. That could be juicy. I do have a sister-in-law with the same name as me, and she lives in Farber, but she hasn't written a book either that I know about. So, gosh, if I was going to write a book, it'd probably be about hometown and the value of having a hometown. Like I said, I moved forever, so I've got a few stories about moving different places and living in different parts of the country, and gosh, it's just really nice to have a home now. And so I don't think I'll write a book, but if I did, it might be about that.
Keep us in mind, because we'll have you in for an interview to talk about that book if you ever get it written. And I certainly appreciate your time here this morning.
Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure, Matt.
All right. Ms. Dana Keller is this morning's guest on Meet the Community here on AM 1340. You can catch us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for another edition of Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.